This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans, joined by Senior Fun Buns Brandon Funston from The Athletic. And we have a supercharged and electrifying matchup on tap for Thursday Night Football as the Chargers are hosting the Chiefs inside SoFi Stadium. And Brandon, you know, we've had some primetime stinkers for the most part. Bears game was exciting for a half, the last primetime game out. But for the most part, this one should be, at least the full expectation is, a shootout affair. So Kansas City is laying 3 on the road, and the total is at 52. So no Captain Hook. Yar! Me mateys involved in this one. So give me a game score prediction, my man, between KC and LAC.
Oh, the wrong team is laying 3.
I'm with
you. Give me the Chargers to pull this one out, 29-26. So I'll take a slight over, and I will take the money line Chargers to win outright.
Yeah, you know what? I like the Chargers, too, to win outright. I think they will get the W on the Rizzo'd, but I'm going to say it's going to tuck under. I think it's going to be a little bit lower scoring affair than people believe. I'm going to say 26-23, Justin Herbert and company defending the home field. And with that, oh, let's get to it. Lots of fantasy talk to discuss here with another edition of the Fantasy Five.
Number 5.
All right, Brandon, a very simple prop here, because both of the numbers right now, and I'm pulling these digits from DraftKings Sportsbook, exactly the same, 289.5 pass yards for Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert. Simple question, who has more?
Well, would you rather go with the guy who has 275 or more passing yards 9 times this season, or the guy who has 275 or more passing yards 6 times? Would you rather go with the guy that had 281 yards the last time these teams met, or the guy who had 260 yards the last time these people met? I think the answer is obvious here. For me, it's Justin Herbert. He's the guy who's gone 275 plus 9 times and had the 281 the last time. Honestly, I think this is kind of high for both of them.
Yep.
But yeah, if I'm going to say who has more yards, I'm going to lean to the recent history, and that's Justin Herbert, who has a whole bunch of 300-yard games of late. Patrick Mahomes has a bunch of whole bunch of under 300 yards of late.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm with you. I would tuck under on both these guys. I don't understand why the number has been climbing for Mahomes either. It opened at 282.5, dipped down to 281.5, and it's just been slowly spiking. Yeah, just bit by bit, and now it's at 289.5. At this rate, some books are going to set it in like the 290s. I think that's beyond idiotic. You know, he just is. He has not been really piling up the yards in massive chunks here down the home stretch, as you mentioned. And both of these defenses have really played well. And I know the Chargers have been dealing with some injuries in the secondary, but they could get Derwin James back. He was a limited participant in practice on Tuesday. Could get Asante Samuel back off the concussion. He was a limited participant on Monday and Tuesday. And if both those guys return the field, or even one of them, it's 2 shots in the arm, in my estimation. Yeah. So I'm with you. I think Herbert will outduel him through the air of the yardage category. I think they both could have similar fantasy football results, but I do have Herbert slightly higher in my initial quarterback ranks compared to Mahomes, and I'm also siding with you on the under with both of these fine gentlemen.
Number 4.
All right, let's move on and talk wide receiver here. Let's discuss Keenan Allen. First matchup between these 2 teams back in week 3, 12 targets, 8 catches, 50 yards, and a touchdown. That's a mighty fine PPR day. Yeah. For fantasy football devices. But the line right now at DraftKings Sportsbook for receiving yards, 74.5, Brandon, over under.
Well, Keenan Allen has hit 75 yards 9 times this season, and he did it 5 of his past 6 games before missing his last outing. And you got to remember, he loved the targets in that game against the Chiefs, but that was early in the year when Mike Williams was basically stealing the thunder in the passing game, and he had 100 plus yards, a couple touchdowns, made some big plays in that game. Remember, Mike Williams kind of got hobbled, went through a slump, and Keenan Allen ever since then has sort of taken over, back over as the lead guy. So for me, I'm going to follow what we've seen more recently in the season with Keenan Allen and say he gets over the 74.5 yard mark.
I disagree. I'm taking the under here. And it has solely to do with the fact that I believe the Kansas City Chiefs are a very different defense than what they were in the first matchup. Across the board. The numbers really bear that out. You look at what they've allowed over their last five games, 6.12 pass yards per attempt. And heck, only four wide receivers have gone over 55 yards against them since week 8. Keenan Allen's going to get a lot of Rashad Fenton out of the slot, where he lines up 52.2% of the time. And Fenton's given up just 8.3 yards per catch. Now, Fenton's given up over a 71% catch rate. And I would probably lean, I think it's going to be a similar output than what we saw in the first matchup. You know, 7-8 catches. Something around 65 to 70 yards. Remember, he had 50 in the first one, but I don't think he gets over 74.5. It's going to be a good fantasy day. You know, you're not benching him at all. I got him ranked as a top 12 guy. I think he finds the end zone as well, but I don't think he hits the 75-yard mark.
Number three.
All right, next up, Tyreek Hill. Will he be Tyreek the Freak, which he has been inconsistently this season, Brandon? The number... it is up. It opened at 81.5, dipped down to 80.5, now up to 82.5 receiving yards at DraftKings Sportsbook at tape time. What do you say? Are you going to go over or under the hill?
Well, he's only gone over this four times all season. He's been only two in his last nine games. So I'm going to follow that recent history. Teams have figured out how to keep Tyreek Hill underneath. He's kind of been a compiler in volume, at least he was until the last couple games, but that hasn't necessarily worked out to a whole lot of yards. They're having to, you know, shorten the field for Tyreek Hill and hit him a lot closer to the line of scrimmage than they prefer, and the Chargers have been good against the pass all year long. They've had some injuries, as you mentioned. They might get some guys back, but they know how to play pass defense, and they know this Chiefs team, and they know Tyreek Hill, how big of a danger he is. So they will have their antenna up and ready to go for Tyreek Hill. I think he goes under.
Yeah, with ears perked, no doubt. I'm taking the under, too. Remember back in the first matchup, 7 targets, 5 catches, 56 yards, and no touchdown. And he had Tavon Campbell on him. And Tavon Campbell this season's given up a 106.7 passer rating. So he has been generous on paper, yet Hill couldn't take advantage of it. You mentioned that he's been under 9 of 13. Only 6 guys have gone over this number against the Chargers all season long. I discussed that there's a possibility that Derwin James could come back from the hamstring injury and Asante Samuel will be cleared from concussion protocol. So, you know, again, if they get one of those two guys back, and especially if they get both back, then, yeah, this is a strong under wager for me in the end. Where did you rank Tyreek Hill? I got him at wide receiver 12 this week, and I'm thinking about sliding him down a little bit further, but man, there's some landmines here in week 15.
Hold on, I'm getting there. I had just saved my ranking, so I had to get out of that page, and I am at wide receiver 8. Yeah, and I actually don't feel good about that. I actually play Keenan Allen over him.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm at wide receiver 9 right now.
Yeah, some guys I have just ahead of him, Cordarrelle Patterson at San Francisco, Mike Evans against the Saints, and I understand what you're going to say, the Marshawn Lattimore history. Marshawn Lattimore is a shell of the player he was last year, at least statistically speaking, so I'm not worried about it. Stephon Diggs, I have an 8. I know he has been up and down as well, but with Josh Allen dealing with a foot sprain, you know, he's going to be pocket tied and just throwing darts pretty much all day long. So there you go, a little perspective on Tyreek Hill.
Number 2.
All right, Brandon, next up here in our breakdown of Thursday Night Football, a guy that's really disappointing these last couple of weeks. Does he get off the schneid? Travis Kelce. Here is the line. In the script, I have it at 63.5, but let me give you the very latest line. It's up to 64.5 receiving yards. Does that single yard sway you in any direction?
Well, I should just defer to you on this one. I just happened to notice that this past week you were top 5 in tight end ranking on Fantasy Pros.
Well, that's a heaping pile of horse shit. I can tell you that right now, because I think I spent maybe all of 5 minutes tweaking my tight end ranks.
Well, it's just natural for you is what you're saying. Mm. It just comes to you.
Well, I am equipped with a tight end, Brandon.
Well, there you go. look, 104 yards for Kelce last time out against these guys. He was seeing Njoku go for 149, Mark Andrews go for 68 last week, Kyle Rudolph 66. If I'm going to be down on Tyreek Hill, I'm going to say Kelce just creeps over this number. I think he gets in the upper 60s to low 70s.
He just seems due, yeah. Right, to have a monster game. Man, he killed him in the first matchup. You know, 11 targets, 7 catches, 104 yards. Didn't find the end zone. But, you know, the primary weakness for L.A. has been up the seam in coverage between the hash marks. And, of course, that's where Kelce lives and thrives. The Chargers giving up 4.9 receptions, 57.2 yards per game, 10 total touchdowns to the tight end position. Now, four guys, only four tight ends have gone over this, including Kelce. Kelsey's been over it 8 times, but, you know, the back-to-back 3-for-27 and 0 touchdown lines, again, he's due. So, and this is a soft number. I mean, usually when you see Kelce props, they're well in the 70s. Well into the 70s. So the fact that you're getting this, you know, discount at 64.5, yeah, give me the over. Give me the over all day. Kelce beats the drum.
Number one.
All right, last on our Fantasy Five list is Clyde Edwards-Helaire, a man you and I have admonished many a time, and for good reason, because you look underneath the hood, RB52 Brandon. Right now in yards after contact per attempt, and he's only forced a missed tackle 12.9% of the time. Wolf, as Kevin McAllister would say, looking at Buzz's girlfriend in Home Alone. That's what I do when I look at the numbers underneath the hood there for CEH. But it's a soft line here. It's 52.5 rush yards against the Chargers, who can't stop the run. Is this an easy over?
I think it is. I think it is because the Chargers aren't going to, you know, they're not going to put their focus on CEH. Pat Mahomes comes to town. You're making sure you got Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce accounted for. And you're not worried as much about CEH and his 12 to 14 carries a week. And yeah, sure, fine. Let's give up 5 yards a carry. You know, that's certainly something that I think's in play for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And if he gets to his dozen carries, which I expect he will, we think this is going to be a semi-close game. I think he can get to 12, 13, 14 carries at that number. I think he goes over. I think he gets into 60s, maybe even the low 70s.
Yeah, definitely. I took the over on this. The line actually opened at 49.5 at some of the books out there. So even at 52.5, it's still, you know, doughboy soft. Chargers giving up 4.61 yards per carry, 119.5 rush yards per game to the running back position. 14 dudes have gone over this number against him, including CEH in that first match in which he hits the century mark. So even though the you know, underneath numbers are unsightly for CEH, I think there'll be enough volume there for him to get over this for the fifth time in his last 7 games. All right, Brandon, let's do some rapid fire here. Nothing posted yet on Austin Eckler, so this is me kind of handicapping, playing odds maker. He's dealing with the ankle injury. They call it a mild one. He says he should be good to go. I don't know if he's – were you watching him getting taped up last week? And it was just roll after roll after roll after roll. And he looks down the train and goes, nah, I need some more. And she, like, emptied an entire roll of tape. I mean, it was like a club hand, you know, some of those guys have when they break their hand and they create that club. But right. On his foot, I was like, how is he even going to move if he goes back out there? But anyway, the line I said is 92.5 total yards. What would you say to that?
I would probably say over. He went for 107 the last time. Just looking at his numbers, he's rushed for at least 50 yards 10 games. He's received for at least 45 yards 8 games. You know, that's 95 yards is a kind of, you know, a norm for him, 95 plus. So I would take the over. As I mentioned, anytime Eckler's out there, he's a big play waiting to happen in the passing game, and is a good enough runner to get you 50, 60 yards on a regular basis.
All right. I will go. God, this is so close. I do worry about the ankle a little bit. Sure. Barely over. Yeah. I mean, week 3, 17 touches, 107 combined yards and a touchdown. Since week 10, running backs have averaged 4.48 yards per carry, 137.5 total yards per game to Kansas City. So, you know, the reason why Kansas City is low in the fantasy points a lot, they've only given up one touchdown to RB since week 10. Mm. So they've been kind of bend, don't break, right? And, you know, with Eckler, he's a compiler. He's just so damn good in everything that he does. Yeah, I'll take the over there as he'll be flexing on KC yet again. All right, this line just came out. Now, I handicapped Darrell Williams receiving yards at 20.5, thinking, yeah, there's going to be a line adjustment compared to what we've seen recently. I was incorrect on that, Brandon. The line, as we are taping this, just surfaced at DraftKings, 16.5 receiving yards. Please tell me you're breaking out our friend.
Daddy walk, daddy need, daddy
gotta have it. We don't have to pay the royalties that way. So
yeah, I got the numbers in front of me. It's 7 of the past 9 that he's been over this number, and many of those were 30 plus, 100 plus in one, a couple 60s. Yeah, I mean, he's a 3 catch, 30 plus yard, almost just like machine at this point. And every once in a while, that even spikes from there. So he's kind of handling that role. CEH weirdly is like their, you know, the guy that carries the rock, and then Darrell Williams is the guy out of the backfield that catches the rock. So that's how they're working it out. I'm not going to look back to his 2 catches for 11 yards in week 3 because his role hadn't really been solidified at that point. But I would expect now he for sure gets over this.
Yeah, this is absurd to me. Like, there is no line adjustment at all based on what he's done. And here's the thing about the Chargers, too. You know, you can throw on them in the short field. They will give up some of that action. They've given up 4.1 receptions per game, but just 29.1 receiving yards per game. But still, that is how Darrell Williams piles up the points. Just what you saw last week against Vegas. It's swing passes.
Yeah.
That is ingrained now in the game plan for Andy Reid. And Mahomes has supreme confidence at him, squirting out of the backfield and dumping off to him. This honestly could be a one-play payday. Could be.
Single-play payday, yeah.
Yep. I think it's entirely doable for Darrell Williams. So love the over on that. And definitely some flex appeal as well, though he's only playing right around 30% of the snaps here on average the last couple of games. All right, let's get in one more before we get out of here. It's Mike Williams. You mentioned it earlier on in the pod. Tore the Kansas City Chiefs a new one in the first matchup. 9 targets, 7 catches, 122 yards. Not exactly 100%. He's been practicing on a limited basis, a heel, I believe, for him. Kansas City giving up just 6.12 pass yards per attempt over the last 5. I set the number at a very low 55.5. Is it too low?
No, I don't know. I'm not feeling the Mike Williams vibe in this one. And, you know, you were talking about how Kansas City's gotten a lot better, but in pass defense. But I look at the guys the last 2 weeks. I mean, Jerry Jeudy, 77 yards. Hunter Renfrow, over 100. Those are slot guys. That's why I kind of like Keenan Allen. But you look at what they've done to outside receivers of late. That's where I think I've really kind of clamped things down. So Mike Williams with the heel injury right now, just thinking about that in the setup and how he's kind of had a downturn, has been flirting with this number a lot of weeks. I'm kind of inclined to take a slight under. I probably wouldn't touch it in real life either way. But, yeah, I'm not super bullish about Mike Williams this week.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to void. You know, I'll be curious to see what the line is. If it does come out anywhere in the 60s, oh, Daddy's going to slam the under. No question. But, you know, the 55.5 yards line that I said, I think is fair. I think that's where it should be. But, you know, some of that recency bias may get baked into the algo. And as a result, you could take advantage of it on what could be, you know, an overly corrected market. All right, Brandon, before we get out of here, any other deep sleepers, anything else that may tickle your fancy in this game?
Well, you know, I mean, on a Josh Palmer play, if Mike Williams can't go, I like me some Josh Palmer. The rookie stepped up. I believe it was, what, 7, 8 targets this last week?
God, he looked good. And they were all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, they were utilizing him in the short field. They, you know, were targeting him in the end zone, down the field on deep plays, explosive pass plays. You know, he was really showcasing the full arsenal of what he has at his disposal. Special kid.
Yeah, he'll be someone I think is going to get a lot of helium next year in drafts.
Yep.
We'll see how things play out with as far as that receiving contingent. But if something opens up there, Josh Palmer's going to be someone we're going to be liking next summer. So, yeah, he's one I would throw out there. Of course, it's a contingent upon Mike Williams' health.
Yeah, and if you want some more player props action, maybe you know, you got a Prize Picks account and you're playing there. A little poop scooting action. That's Patrick Poop Scooting himself, Mahomes. I love the over on the 18.5 rush yards. I think he'll get into the 20s. Remember, he had 4 for 45 in the first matchup and went for 20 last week. You know, I can't resist the rush yards props.
I know. I just laugh when I think about, you know, Patrick Mahomes, a little dumper running.
No, it's no little dumper.
Little dumper waddling around on the run.
Mahomes has got a bit of a badonkadonk. There's some junk in that trunk, man. It's odd how he moves, but it's deceptive to the defense. So credit for him. I don't care. Poop scooting to the money, to the pennies. That's all I care about for Patrick Mahomes on Thursday Night Football. That's a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast. Please follow Funston on social media, on Twitter at Brandon Funston. Follow me there at Noisy Cuevas. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, if you enjoy this broadcast. And until next time, adios!